talking with Marcel Offermans of Luminez. Marcel, nice speaking to you and thank you for taking the time to talk to us today. Please briefly describe your involvement with the ASF.
Well, basically early 2006 I became a committer when the Apache Felix project entered the incubator. And right now I'm active in both Felix in the project management committee and in Apache H, which is still in the incubator right now. Since April of this year, I'm also a member, and a couple of weeks ago just championed my first proposal for a new project called Celix, which is an implementation of OSGI in the C language, which will always be an approximation, of course. That's an exciting new project. Lots of different things there.
Fantastic. And what exactly is your involvement or your role with ApacheCon?
I am this year the track chair for the OSGI and Felix track, which means I'm helping organize the full-day track and pick the sessions that are held. The track is part of the main conference, actually, and will be held on Friday. Talking a little bit more about OSGI and how it fits within the theme of the conference. It fits with various parts of the theme. OSGI is being used a lot in server-side applications and middleware. And it's probably one of the most exciting technologies to run in the cloud. Also, innovation-wise, there are many new things that OSGI contributes. Think about more modular runtimes and really dynamic environments. So looking at this year's track, we have different sessions about that, and we'll go into that a little bit later, I think.
Yes, please go ahead and tell us what attendees can expect from your session. I know you're running one session on OSGI design, patterns, and best practices. There will also be OSGI training session and an OSGI and Felix track. Yeah, if you could explain a bit more about those.
Certainly. Let's start with the training, which is on Monday, actually. That will start with basically an introduction to OSGI and move on towards how to apply OSGI in your applications, how to build modular applications with it, and how to deploy them. And on Friday, the OSGI track will feature various sessions that, on the one hand, focus more on architecture and design patterns. My talk will be one of those. And we will also have some people that have built real-world applications with OSGI. For example, we have Michael Pigg doing a session about how to use OSGI in sensor networks. And we have François Fornacari show how to build rich internet applications combining OSGI and Flex. Many different applications of OSGI there.
Can you tell us a bit more about OSGI in general? Why does it exist? What role does it play in the industry?
OSGI really is a standard that's implemented by many different projects. Apache Felix is probably one of the first and best known OSGI implementations. It has already a long history, just like OSGI. And it's used as a stable framework in applications that range from the embedded all the way up to enterprise applications. Innovation-wise, there's also many interesting things going on in Felix, as we have been prototyping and implementing many new standards that later become part of the official OSGI standard. So really, Felix and OSGI are two things that have been relevant for the last at least 10 years, I think.
Who would be using Felix and what kind of applications, and what would the benefits be?
Starting with the benefits are mainly in the area of creating more modular applications. So any application that uses some kind of plug-in mechanism or really wants to be easily extensible really benefits from using OSGI. If you look at some of the more well-known applications, you can think about the GlassFish application server, for example, or the whole Atlassian suite of applications, so Confluence and Jira and Bamboo. They all use Felix at the core to create this modularity.
Are there any other Apache projects or activities that are related to your OSGI and Felix session?
Yes, actually the number of OSGI-related projects in Apache is growing. We have, for example, Apache Sling, which is a REST-based content management platform. and many of its committers are also active in Felix. And in the incubator, we have Apache Ace, which is a software distribution system also built on OSGI and focused on distributing a large number of components to a large number of different systems. And more recently, Apache Arias also joined Apache. Apache Arias is all about implementing enterprise OSGI standards. So more and more projects are using it.
What's the best part of ApacheCon, or especially ApacheCon North America this year? What are you looking forward to most?
Well, for me personally, it's always the chance to meet face-to-face with people that I've been working with all year long and exchanging ideas with them and sharing stories. That, for me, is really the best part of ApacheCon. Plus, I enjoy, of course, all the other activities that are going on and experiencing those with these friends.
If people want to find out more on OSGI, where could they go to for additional information?
There are several locations. The OSGI specification itself can be found at osgi.org. And if you look at the various Apache projects, both Felix and Sling are top-level Apache projects. So you can find them at felix.apache.org and sling.apache.org. Ace and Arias are still in the incubator, so you can find those at incubator.apache.org/ace and incubator.apache.org/Arias.
If people want to find out a bit more about your ApacheCon sessions and your training and track?
Oh, definitely the best place to go there is on the ApacheCon website, which contains the full OSGI program and all the other tracks, so the full conference is there, all the session descriptions and speaker bios and detailed information about all the trainings.
The web address is apachecon.com. Perfect. Thank you so much, Marcel Offermans. We look forward to your session at ApacheCon North America from November 1st to 5th. For more information and to register, please visit apachecon.com. See you in Atlanta.
Thank you very much for having me. See you.